Come on, wealth spreaders. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
There are 9 million Americans out of work right now, 3 million more than last year.
Yes, companies worried that shoppers will stop shopping fire workers to cut expenses. But it turns out those workers they're firing are also shoppers who now can't shop because they have no money. I know the concept of government spreading the wealth has become controversial, but unless somebody spreads the wealth, the cars don't leave the lot, the for sale signs stay up, and workers get fired. And after a while, unemployed workers become angry voters. And I guarantee that unless somebody spreads the wealth voluntarily, desperate voters will eventually make sure that the government spreads it involuntarily. So, if you hate the idea of government spreading the wealth, there's only one way to prevent that from happening, and that's for those who still have some cash to start spreading it themselves. I say to the comfortable upper classes, those of you who are waiting for your portfolios to bounce back before you start spending your cash again, come on! That investment wealth you thought you had was never there anyway, and it's not coming back. It was a fantasy built on cheap credit and careless bankers. Even the most imposing sandcastle cannot survive the tide. So you might as well spend some of your cash or it'll be spent for you. But Dave, who has cash? Well, let's see. According to the Guardian of London, 6 Wall Street banks, all of which are being bailed out, are about to pay their financial workers $70 billion in bonuses. I suggest that before too many people read that story, they voluntarily pool their money and fix up a few dilapidated bridges. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.